You're half a sub is sufficient.
All right, Bobby.
All right, another hour.
All right, we're a little behind, about 40 minutes at this point. So we should move on to recreation and open space.
Recreation and open space.
Yeah, this element includes an overview of what the recreation open space opportunities are for the county, including state recreation and open space, federal recreation, county and local recreation, greenways and trails, the Delaware State Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan, and recreation open space strategies. So to define open space, we're talking about things that include forests, waterways, parks, greenways, wetlands, and otherwise undeveloped lands that support all of the living things that inhabit them, including the economy and people of Delaware.
Don't we need input on this stuff first?
Before we use your holdless up.
We'll use your right of way for recreation.
Thanks for coming, folks.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And the opportunities for recreation open space include beaches, parks, forests, wildlife areas, and natural preserves, the National Wildlife Refuge, municipal parks, greenways and trails, as well as other amenities such as docks, marinas, boat launches, etc. This is the recreation open space map that's in the plan. It defines all of the areas, all of the areas that would be part of that recreation open space map. The county doesn't have a whole lot of its own recreation open space in terms of acreage, 170, but there's about 40,000 of state recreation open space in the county.
It's a little misleading, in my opinion. State has open recreation areas.
I know it.
So we're going to go over what was in the 08 plan like we did the last time. So these are just the strategies that were in the 08 plan.
So in 08, they talked about continuing to facilitate the preservation of more undeveloped land, and that includes recognition of the land trust's long-range vision to gradually create a green ribbon of connected open space throughout the county. The ribbon would be referenced in formulating the county's open space preservation priorities and strategies. In 08, they also talked about providing selected grant assistance to selected nonprofit recreation providers to help meet high priority public recreation needs, and then reevaluating the possibility of becoming an active financial partner in establishing a public park, building indoor recreation complex, or constructing a related recreation endeavor, such as a greenway trail. These would be done on a case-by-case basis. The OA plan talked about adopt zoning and or subdivision code amendments that would require developers of larger residential projects to provide facilities that include recreational multi-use trails to serve those residents that would be living there. The county would pursue those amendments in conjunction with its efforts to increase ordinance definitions regarding the types of land that would be considered acceptable. Continue working with DENREC and other state agencies to ensure the state continues to add the supply of active and passive recreation land and facilities in the county, and then requiring that recreation lands and new developments that are open to the public be protected by covenants. The 03 State Comprehensive Outdoor Recreation Plan contained many recommendations on what elected officials and other public policymakers can do to direct investment toward public recreation and promote healthier and more active lifestyles. So as part of this plan, we look at recreation open space as being important with regard to promoting better health access for those who may be traveling modes other than a vehicle, having facilities that connect with one another and are linear, and then providing jurisdiction for maintenance operations of those facilities. So we include these goals for recreation open space in the current draft plan. That includes enhancing quality of life for residents and visitors by sustaining and encouraging parks and recreation opportunities, and then expanding and improving the open space system. So to do that,
Vincent Park.
That's why I see where smart we are.
That's right.
Because they got open land parks to work.
That's it.
And walkways.
You got it, buddy.
Trailways.
So we talked about some of these objectives a little bit in the intergovernmental coordination chapter. That includes continuing the county's role in parks, recreation, open space planning, increasing coordination with the state and other entities to identify opportunities for recreation, increasing the network of greenways and trails, and maintaining improving public access to parks, recreation facilities, including coastal areas and inland waterways. Does anybody have any comments on these?
Well, on objective, the number three, increase the network of greenways and trails. Does that mean us go out purchasing, or does, I mean, what is the intent on that one? I'm trying to think, how do I sit here and increase a network? Because that means beyond the borders of somebody's subdivision that we're looking at.
Right. So if there is, let's say, maybe a recreational trail or a network of green space that does exist and a development is being reviewed, you could look to see if there are potential connections within that new development that would go to continue the previous trail and or green space.
So we would then need an ordinance probably that would say that we could require one, if this trail is part of a subdivision, or in other words, require the interconnection?
So a lot of subdivisions have amenities built into them for some of the residents.
Right.
If there's one that would be adjacent to that, you may not want to create a missing link by not continuing that amenity. So that's what that would help prevent.
I know a lot of these communities that are private, they want to keep private, they don't want any, but the outsiders coming in, so they... It would open up Pandora's box if an existing community, we try to go back and require them to do it, or to this new one to hook into it.
Well, it would have to be all for new, but also you can think of it as like if you have a Rails to Trails program, and they've got a walking path or something in there, and it's like, well, why don't you connect that path to the Rails to Trails?
Yeah, why not, but we don't... Yeah.
Well, as a part of a subdivision, you could require that connection.
Okay. Which we can do now anyway.
Yeah.
We can do it
under
okay.
Chapter 99.
I don't know if we've ever done something like that. But
on site plan reviews we have, we've required like interconnection. And usually the developers propose it because they see it as an amenity. You know, if
it's
a real trail thing, they can market it off that.
But they do that when it's a rail to trail. They don't do it when it's
private to private.
Park side of governors. Yeah. Right.
It could work.
Or we had a development that blocked the rail to trail from Hawkside to Lewis. Yeah. So
it could work where you're providing maybe a trail connection. There's a trail within an existing community. That trail could continue through county-owned land to maybe a shopping center or maybe a library or something like that that already exists. So
yeah,
We had a project and I noted that, hey, you've got residential and you've got an office, a medical office right next door. Why don't you just provide a sidewalk up to the property line and see if they would meet you halfway? And they did that. They go, well, that makes a lot of sense to them, provide that amenity to get a walking path
at
to the medical.
That far, that
at least to that far and see if they can work with the other to get them the rest of the way.
So it says there to maintain and improve. Who's going to pay for this? Who's going to keep it back? Who's going to keep maintaining?
Your taxes.
We're going to send people out from the county to maintain them?
This goes back to your concern about maintaining public access, which I would think would be important.
We'll send Chip Guy, you said?
Yeah.
Chip Guy here. Can't pick on him.
That's why we can't pick on
him. All right. Are we good on these?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. 6.2, that goal, expand and improve the open space system of the county. This encourage preservation of open space parcels, encourage the development that protects open space and new development, and the continuing to work with resource protection programs, including federal and state agencies and other organizations, to target and preserve this open space.
All right, I got a comment. I may be a little ahead of you, but 6.2.2. I get a little sideways when the developers say, well, we got 48% open space, right? And they're counting the 20-foot buffer and the entrance and the stormwater management pond. I mean, they're just counting it all, right?
Well, are you looking for recreation amenities or just open space?
Well, I'm reading open space. I mean, I guess is there a place somewhere where you have passive, active, and just... I mean, I think including the grass strip around the entrance as open space is just a way of putting something down on paper that says 48% open space.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that does any good to open space.
So the strategy that actually goes with that objective is strengthen county development regulations to ensure that open space dedicated by developers contains contiguous open space to facilitate environmental protection and or passive recreation.
Where's that?
It'll come up when we get to the strategy section.
Yeah, we just haven't gotten there yet, but
we're reviewing all the objectives.
I think it's there. Your concern is there in the strategy that goes with that objective.
I think you're thinking way ahead of where we are in this process.
While we're on open space, a definition, Janelle, today, if a subdivision we're looking at here on the screen is showing, the guy's telling us there's open space, what qualifies as open space now today? So we have an idea of what we're all talking
Anything
about.
Anything that a green grass can grow up on.
mean the cracks in the pavement where grass is growing up, that's open space. We're not talking about farmers.
If I put farming there, you can't just do it.
This is an honest question, even though it may sound like it's not. Expand and improve open space system of the county. When I know that I've talked to some of you and you've told me you want to look at the calculation of open space and to have it perhaps not be including certain things within development, such as stormwater ponds not being open space or in the calculation of open space. Are we in the wrong chapter to dive into that conversation?
No, because the definition of open space in the subdivision regulations is an entire page.
Okay.
And it tells you what qualifies and what does not qualify. And there's a definition in that says the following uses are permitted and the land area devoted to said uses will be included in the calculation of open space. And sidewalks, scenic vistas, spray irrigation areas, tidal and non-tidal wetlands, stormwater management facilities are all included in the definition of open space. And that's just part of the definition of open space because there's a lot more that...
Read them all real quick if you got a chance. It's an eye-opener.
Did you say wetlands?
Yeah.
Yes. Are considered as part of open space.
Stormwater management
ponds. So ponds, which have a demonstrated recreational value, recreational facilities, including swimming pools, game courts, play areas, walking paths. Yeah, it's all of that is included in the definition of open space. And then we've got four items that are not included.
Recreational facilities?
Mm-hmm. Are considered part of open space.
That's why the numbers are always so high.
And I can tell you any of the most recent ponds that were put in under some kind of management, you're not allowed to recreate within the ponds, i.e. fish or swim, because they're being used to treat the water that runs off into them.
Yeah, the items that are not permitted and the land devoted to said areas, which will not be included in the calculation of open space, are land area included within the designed lot lines, the building footprints, predominantly impervious surfaces such as street right-of-ways, sidewalks within the right-of-ways, parking and or loading spaces, and utility facilities, including but not limited to any building plant equipment or treatment for pumping lagoons and rapid infiltration basins for sewer, water, gas, or other electric utilities.
So think about it.
You just read there something about sidewalks and right-of-ways.
You
said sidewalks are part of open space.
Mm-hmm. Sidewalks not located within the right-of-way are part of open space. Sidewalks in the right-of-way are not part of open space.
So I guess that means the one you keep walking those sidewalks in the right-of-way, right?
It's just the way they get calculated towards open space. So,
think about a condominium development. So we have single-family condominiums, you know, that look like single-family homes, but they're really condominiums. In that situation, then everything but the house is considered open space. So if you're standing on the street looking at it, you're thinking that's somebody's front yard. It's not, because there's not a lot there. There's no lot lines. Every single acre of grass is considered open space. So that's why that number's so high.
So high. Yeah.
And so is that how they got more density? Because I know Southampton, right, George? That a lot of those single family dwellings, detached homes, are condos.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, legally speaking.
Yeah.
Is that why?
Not so much more density, but more units geometric limitation. If you've got to put lots in there, or if you don't have any lots, then you can just do it by building separation, and then everything's considered open space.
Well, it sounds like what Janelle just read, what Todd said earlier, that 6.2.2 should definitely be there, but then we've got to revise somehow this page she read off.
So I think that would go to the strategy that says strengthen county development regulations, which
is in there next.
We just haven't gotten to the strategies yet.
I think it would be more identifying.
I'm mean, it'll be, you'll scratch your head when we get done.
And I think we can get to that when we get to the strategy. So if we're good with these objectives. Okay, so we're good with the objectives and we can keep going through.
All right.
Okay.
Objective 6.1.1, continue the county's role in parks, recreation, open space planning. We have a list of strategies here, including the establishment of a county parks and recreation department or the designation of existing staff to lead the county parks, recreation, open space planning efforts, if desirable.
I think you forgot to read the word
evaluate.
Whoa.
The first word is evaluate.
Yeah.
You skipped over to evaluate.
You started with
you just went to establish the county parks.
Establish.
Oh, so, did I?
Yes, oh, yes you did.
Yeah.
I can't make sure everybody's awake after lunch.
We keeping you on your toes. This is a comment that has come from the public repeatedly. Planning and Zoning Commission reviewed this. They felt it is important to include the strategy in the plan from an evaluation perspective. However, there may be some other ideas here in terms of how this language is included.
Personally, the evaluation's fine. I don't have a problem with evaluation.
Yeah, I would agree.
All right.
I mean, we're not evaluating.
We haven't committed to anything.
Okay. Correct.
And then, I realize there were some comments in the public that
in a future council may
take all that consideration.
May think this is important.
And we could also evaluate.
Think. I see that's word you got to think about. Think. Evaluate.
We could also evaluate opportunities to provide financial support in the establishment of these parks, recreation centers, or trails, and then be open to possibilities of a public-private partnership for recreation opportunity.
Why wouldn't that
refresh my memory real quick. We had back in the intergovernmental thing, didn't we talk about the coordination maybe or working with the municipalities?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I personally, I think that's where we should be heading. Some of our impetus is to work with the towns.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Things.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Okay.
It's coming. You guys are jumping ahead of
be
us.
Open, be open.
And we'll put nobody up to them. We're not interested.
Point three, evaluate as well.
If they're not interested, put
you got to evaluate them the too. Why?
So you want us to be more proactive instead of just being open. We're actually going to evaluate? Okay.
Why wouldn't you?
So the suggestion on strategy 6.1.1.3 is to evaluate the possibility of establishing these public-private partnerships for recreation opportunities. Is that?
Look, sounds better than be open, maybe.
I don't know what be open means.
I mean, it's,
as opposed to being closed.
I think about
There
you are.
I got a business degree, and they told me first class, you got to be open.
There you are.
If you're not open, you're closed. Can't make any money when you're closed.
Okay, so we'll make that change and then
drop the course. After all I want to do.
Okay.
Then I took up balloons.
All right.
Call them short.
So then next objective and strategies.
Is to continue support of and increase coordination with state and other entities to identify opportunities to increase public recreation lands and facilities in the county. The strategies include keep providing selected and coordinated grant assistance to select nonprofit recreation providers that help meet high priority public recreation needs, and then periodically reevaluating the possibility of becoming an active financial partner in establishing a public park, building an indoor recreation complex, or constructing a related recreation endeavor such as a greenway trail. This would be done on a case by case basis.
Or to help meet your needs, right? Everybody says our
yes.
Public recreation needs.
That's
I'm gonna put my name in.
All
right. Continuing on this objective, continuing work with DNRAC and other state agencies to ensure the state continues to add a supply of active and passive recreation land and facilities to the county, and supporting and partnering with municipalities and school districts to create and enhance parks and recreation facilities. Okay. Objective 6.1.3, increase the network of greenways and trails. That objective is supported by two strategies, including continuing to support the state and local municipalities, private, nonprofit organizations on their greenway and trail goals, support planning and construction of large facilities such as the Georgetown-Lewis Rail Trail.
One of the things we had some heartburn over.
What are we supporting? We're supporting the planning and construction.
or help take care of it.
So we would be supporting Delta and Deseret.
That larger initiative.
You mean like slapping them on the back or what?
Well, I think sometimes, like when we were talking about the housing, it's sometimes they need a letter from the county saying this is a good idea. So if we recognize it in our plan, that it would help them. But if you don't think it's necessary to include that, that's perfectly fine.
Well, I just question the word support. I mean, it sounds to me like support means funding.
Could be funding, could be anything.
It could be a letter, it could be funding, it could take multiple different ways.
We could change it to encourage.
Are you concerned about specifically identifying a project?
Me?
Well, it runs through your district, so.
It's a project,
you're talking to me.
Yeah.
I support to me says that.
Needs to give the cash.
That those agencies, state, local, municipality, and nonprofit organizations are going to look for support.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't want them to interpret it as cash if we didn't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
But continue, which means keep doing what we've been doing. So what have we done in the past?
Well, not in what 6.1.3.2 says.
Okay, he's looking on the second.
Oh, sorry.
But then we'll be there for you.
Call us, we'll call you.
Well, I mean, do you even want that in there? Or does 6.1.3.1 cover 6.1.3.2?
Todd said something about being specific to that one project. Why don't we just eliminate it altogether.
Okay.
That we leave the first one up and then not get into.
I'm concerned about the Lewis Georgetown Trail being listed as a specific project.
Well, let's just,
especially in light of our recent Five Points meeting where we know that is in such great flux. They don't even know what's going to happen. So,
right.
I don't.
And that does fold into 6.1.3.1.
Correct.
Okay, so we can take out that second strategy.
Okay,
point 3.2 with a strike.
Yep.
Yeah,
right.
Strike
it
two.
Okay.
We're
making progress.
No, one stays.
One stays, two goes.
Whatever they want to bring us, we'll take a look at. But on the Georgetown Trail,
the support planning part goes.
The next objective talks about maintaining and improving public access to park and recreation facilities. We have a strategy that talks about requiring that recreation lands that are in new development open to the public be protected by covenants.
I don't know what that means.
HOA has to
their association
open
or rule
space
with
into, you know, it's not owned by one individual or can't be,
but not to the public. It's their.
It's theirs. They're protected to their
community
deed restriction.
It's their community.
Community, right?
It's not open to the public.
Well, actually, it could be open to the public.
It says the ones that are open to the public, they should be protected by deed restrictions or covenants.
Correct.
Only the ones that are open to the public.
Yeah.
Very
Give
few
me an
subdivisions.
Example.
Nobody has one that I know of. That's a community has open something. I take out Sea Colony.
Yeah.
Sea Colony permits in their
off-season.
Their off-season facilities for the gym and rec area. You can buy a membership.
So this goes back to what we were talking about with, you know, new developments. If you're going to create a missing link on an existing trail, this would protect that link to be open to the public once that development is constructed.
They just don't stay it here and go out and change their mind. So maybe deed restrictions and the word deed. Is there a difference between covenants and deed restrictions?
Same thing.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
Bishop Cole, that means no gates.
Oh, sore spot.
John, can you, I think I remember hearing something about access to coastal areas and waterways in the public comments. Is that a specific, it was including coastal areas and waterways, was that a reaction to a comment we heard from the public?
I believe so,
okay.
Yeah.
Because I find it funny that the probably the most highly recreated area of this county is being used as including coastal areas and inland waterways. Why do we need to list that when that's where everyone's going in the first place, in my opinion?
Well, they're talking about in front of my house. I wanted the county to improve.
Here we go.
But that's public access, George. That's kayakers coming up using your dock to, you know, sunbathe.
BB guns.
Okay.
Vince, do you see 6.1.4.1 being problematic? I mean, require that recreation lands that are in new developments open to the public be protected.
I would say it needs to be reworded at a minimum, because it says should be required that recreation lands open to the public are protected by covenants.
A covenant means what?
By like deed restriction.
Well, doesn't a community have the ability to do that on their own?
Well, that's kind of where I was
coming. Like CECON, the example we used, we didn't require them to do that. That wasn't part of their application. Just over the years, when they saw the facility not being used, and they saw a way to generate revenue. So I think we probably ought to just stay out of it, maybe, because...
Because really, like, for example, the way you would deal with that anyway, as I'm thinking through it, is not through covenants. It would be through an easement. You
right.
know, like to whoever.
Well, like, you go through senators to get to the trail.
Right.
So that's what you're talking about.
Same as brain restriction.
And that, I think, we got to protect.
Right. Okay.
But the
we can reword that.
Yeah.
Ought to not be available to you or
right,
you
yeah,
if,
right.
if it's in my community.
Right. That's how I read it the first time. I was confused. Like, anyone can show up the peninsula and use their wave pool.
Yeah.
And that causes all sorts of problems with insurance and everything else. I mean,
so we'll reword this one and come back next meeting.
It's designated open to the public. These aren't—they're not designating these communities.
Oh, I know. That's my concern, is just the way that was worded, though, because the way you read it, it makes it sound like
does
recreation
covenant?
Lands have to be open to the public.
Right.
Does it mean promise?
No, covenant means
it's a contract.
Put a note to reword it, maybe.
Yep.
I don't know.
Okay.
Try to tighten it up.
We'll fix it.
All right, 6.2.1, encourage the preservation of open space parcels. We have several strategies listed here, including evaluate the county density bonus program to determine ways to better encourage the use of the program and close loopholes associated with its implementation. Consider the expansion of the density bonus program in other districts in order to obtain funds for open space and natural resource preservation. Consider developing a program for installation of signage at permanently preserved open space tracks, acknowledging the land has been preserved. I've seen that in my community down the road. There's a sign that says this parcel's permanently protected as open space. And it does kind of reinforce that, you know, the proactive role the county can take. And then finally, consider county-level financing mechanisms for open space preservation and management to leverage state and federal dollars. Any comments or concerns about this?
What's the reference to loopholes in the implementation of our current density program?
I'm not familiar with that.
6211.
What is the loophole in your estimation? What is the loophole?
I think there was concern about its lack of participation and how to increase participation in the density bonus program. I think that's where some of that came from Planning Commission.
I think also, what they really wanted to say was, we've collected density bonus funding, we haven't protected open space land with it yet. I think that's what they maybe are trying to bridge.
That's not a loophole, though.
That's not a loophole, right.
It's not a loophole.
And it's not for lack of trying, either.
Or maybe fixing the issue where, okay, we collect the money in this location, it has to be used in this location, maybe broadening that a little bit as well.
And there was a discussion about whether purchasing land at fee or buying development rights or easement rights, you know, just to try to maximize the amount of space you can get for your dollar, rather than actually just purchasing outright property, which is what's required now.
Yeah, well, I agree with that. To your comment, is that if we could buy wetlands or buffers in certain areas, right, to protect them without having to buy the whole track, and, you know, maybe you have a bike trail or something that goes along it or something, but I buying a whole track with a limited amount of funds that we have doesn't allow us to do that, but if you can buy 300 feet of it, you're protect. Like, I look at the Love Creek one, right? And if we could have bought, you know, the area a lot to buffer the Love Creek area, then without having to buy the whole track, we may have been able to do that.
Then you could have bought an easement or whatever versus buying the actual land, you know,
right,
where the buffer is. Yeah.
And then I just think you ought to stop it
after program.
After program.
Okay.
And then consider the expansion of the bonus destiny program into other districts in order to obtain funding. I don't know what that means.
I think where some of the, let me go back to the 6.2.11 first. I would just say better encourage and improve the use of the program. That might be better. So that kind of gets at what we were talking about. On 6.2.1.2, the commission, part of this comes out of a concern that when people are seeking greater density, and how they're doing it is through rezonings. And if there's a rezoning, there's not anything in return. You get greater density, but there's not an offset somewhere else of more open space where, you know, if you have like MR land or something like that, maybe have a bonus density program in that district so that, you know, people wouldn't go to HR, but they might get greater density, but then at the same time you can use that fee to go acquire some open space along the lines we were just talking about somewhere else. Because right now it's just limited to AR.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that all of those bonus density programs, regardless of the zoning, ought to be able to participate in the program. Right? Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, but that's what that says. But then, okay, so if you go to HR where you can get 12 units an acre, can you get a bonus density of 2 more units an acre paying into the open space fund, for example? You know, because right now you can go in AR from 2 to 4. Do you want to have
it? But we have a zoning code for that. That's MR, right?
Right.
You don't have to go to MR. But
we
got nothing with 14 units.
No, right. 12, right. You got.
We got, our maximum is 12.
Yeah, right.
So,
it's certainly something you can consider if that's something that you're thinking about.
I don't want to consider that, but I think looking at the bonus density program is something we ought to look at, and that folds back into, in my opinion, TDRs, mm-hmm. not according to George. But
it kind of is a TDR thing. In
it
some
is
sense,
a TDR.
Yeah.
So, do we want to keep the strategy or just recognize the first strategy?
How's it all jammed all together?
I think we keep it. I would think we got to expand it and encourage it. So both, maybe combine them into one, but I'd be okay stopping it at the end of the program.
Yep, already got that.
And then
cluster development.
Cluster.
And in other districts, in order to attain funding. So are you saying go to another part of the county?
No. So it's like right now you can only do it in AR1. You can't do it in MR.
Oh, so zoning.
Right. Zoning districts, yeah.
So the density bonus can only happen if you're an AR1 cluster development or you're in AR1. You cannot buy density in any other zoning district except for AR. So if you're MR, you cannot go through this program.
Good.
And I think that's the question is, do we want to look at that, doing that in the GR, the MR?
Well, but George, you can, if you are MR, you can get an MR RPC and increase the density.
Your density does not increase.
No, through a conditional use, you can.
Through a conditional
use. A conditional use, but it's
very
for multifamily.
Very few people are doing it. Yeah.
We got one on the agenda now.
It doesn't mean that they're going to get it.
But it's for multifamily. That's the only way to go increase. If you want to do single family residential, you in MR, the maximum you can do is 4 to an acre.
I don't want to see given density is not our solution to all our ills. It's like with the school districts. You got to throw more money to solve all the educational problems. And we haven't done it. So throwing more density here and more density there to get more open space and more of this, more of that, I'd love to hear of another solution.
Let's go, John.
After 30-some years, no, I'm telling you, it doesn't work. We're not getting anything out of it.
Sprawl's not working out.
Like the open space, you heard what open space qualifies for, so we really haven't achieved much anything, and I haven't seen any improvements in the county with the density programs and all this crap. So I think it's just bogus. Again, people come here for a reason, and you got to remember that. They like the low density. You get higher property values, higher rents, everything else. It's all in our best interest, not just cheapening and giving the farm away. So I don't
there,
know.
But there may be a place where density is warranted.
Wicomico County.
And if we agree to that, and there's payment
Western
in.
TDR.
Western Sussex,
okay.
Another good.
TDR.
Same thing, Wicomico.
East, TDRs.
Oh, man.
What a good program? TDRs from the east to the west to encourage growth over there.
So we want to keep this the strategy. Any other things? Go ahead.
One question for clarification. Does the state farmland preservation program equal open space?
Say it again.
Does the Delaware State Farmland Preservation Program equal open space?
No.
Because if it did, I would be concerned that this could be a backdoor way of us being pushed into that program if the council didn't want to do so.
I've always felt this as public dollars, public access. So I don't like buying easements on people's land. I don't like that farmland preservation. It's a giveaway, picking winners and losers. I just don't like it. We can do it through zoning, through creating an ag district that really protects agriculture. I don't have to pay that guy not to continue to farm, which he'd farm anyway. And then when you saw how it started the program, it was supposed to start, you know, small and add, you know, all of a sudden farmers complain that these guys were the only ones getting money. So now I got scattered sites all over. It's a joke. It's these, most of these farmland preservation projects, they're never going to be developed anyway.
That's right. State Forest, anyway.
And Sam, you know how it is. This guy gets money, you don't. You go try to buy some land, one guy's got some free money and you don't.
It looks like Wren State Forest.
Wren State, your favorite place, yes.
And,
but public money, public access, I kind of agree to, right? I'm a little bit, 60-70% warm on that, right? But in the example of that I just gave on Love Creek,
right?
By purchasing that buffered area, allowing an easement to go there, you are protecting Love Creek, which is used by kayakers and fishermen and crabbers and all that stuff. So although you may not be getting public access from the dirt side of the world, you are getting it from the other side, and the water quality is adding to the public access. No, wait, I'm done now. And what you ought to do is widen your scope and say it may be public money, public access, but it may come in a different flavor and shape as opposed to buying it all.
If you're talking about the state wetlands and the freshwater wetlands in front of Love Creek there, that how much of a buffer into the uplands were you talking about?
Three, four hundred feet, five.
Because all the wetlands, they're not going to build in the 404, and they're not going to build in the freshwater, I mean the saltwater wetlands or the tidal wetlands.
So what does the so dock wait, do all, go all the way
out? No, they're already protected. Well, the state gives a permit to go out there. We, if there was a conditional use or other types of approvals, we can put conditions. We have, in the past, restricted access with docks. We don't give permits for DNREC for access to the water, so we've stayed away from that. But that wetland area is already protected. So I hate to spend my tax dollars to protect something that's going to be protected anyway. Now, public access down there, what do? You don't want the public in on these areas anyway. There's really not, unless they have a dock. So I don't know how much we're protecting by purchasing those. It's like farmland ag preservation was buying wetlands. We were paying money for this ag land preservation stuff on some of these farms, and we were paying money for wetland. It was a joke. It's a scam.
There was a very interesting conversation.
You can't cross this wetland to get
I think widening your scope is something you ought to do.
You sound like a doctor with that scope.
George, there was an interesting conversation at the commission level about the farmland preservation. It wasn't tied to public access, public funding. It was more tied to open space, as in protecting open space, as in driving across the rural area that you love so much. You want to see rural sprawl. This is a way of maybe protecting some of that. And the other interesting aspect was, it's an indirect way of protecting the ag industry.
No, it was designed to protect the ag industry.
Yeah.
The byproduct was the other stuff you cited first.
Yeah.
The first thing was to try to get a chunk of farmland in this county and keep adding to it and add to it and get this big, huge area so we don't have all these little subdivisions parked in the middle. And it started out, you had to be within a certain distance of an established district before you could even get in the program. And then when the farmers wised up, because they were getting free money, they put pressure. Now you've got all these scattered sites all over the place. So the original concept was probably good. We're going to get a big chunk of farmland, and we'll preserve this agricultural base for future generations to come. And now we got all, like I said, it's all scattered all over the place. We got, it was the great story I had, a farmer whined to buy his development rights up around Harrington. They conceded because he was going to lose the farm, whatever. He went on the other, took the money on the other side, bought another farm and developed it. So it was just, I don't know. I don't like it. It's not a good, I mean, it's okay, but I don't
think. We get the picture.
I don't see the county taking tax dollars if we don't get public access.
I will say there is mounting pressure from outside of Georgetown for us to participate in the program.
Because there's people out there, it's a who's who of farmers who've recouped.
I believe we're the only county that doesn't participate right now.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars have gone into the hands of people that are the most fluent farmers in this county, and I don't like the program.
There's room
maybe
for
the old program was bad, and right. This new program could be better. Room and then you would like it, promote it, and love it.
As long as you had expand your scope.
The hen, that way, the foxes are in there writing the rules. The foxes are in the hen.
So, any other questions on any other strategies on that?
We're going to change it.
We're going to work our first team, right? We're going to reword. We'll circle this and come back to it. Okay.
All right.
So, two objectives left. The first one. Encouraging development that protects open space and new developments. We have a strategy here that talks about strengthening county development regulations to ensure that open space dedicated by developers contains contiguous open space, and that's intended to facilitate the environmental protection and or passive recreation. So we're limiting those missing links as we're approving new developments.
Well, strengthen or enforce?
I think it's strengthen because
ours are weak.
Yeah, it gets back to what's real open space. I think to me that goes back to all the fractured, you know, tenth of an acre things and medians or whatever that are being counted as open space towards those calculations. And I'm not saying that's my opinion. That's what I heard from you five earlier. Because right now enforcement, we can enforce it now, but it still comes up with, you know, numbers that don't actually reflect usable open space.
Well, that gets to a definition.
Right. This would definitely take an ordinance, right?
Mm-hmm. An amendment.
Yeah, the contiguous part, you know, you're recognizing that open space is being calculated based on a bunch of different factors that may not be considered open space in your mind, but is considered open space on paper. This, you know, ensuring that it's contiguous to allow for passive recreation means that maybe that open space would be of a quality that would allow people to use it.
So what is passive
if it's not a stormwater management pond?
Exactly.
And there's also, you could.
Yeah, passive recreation. It doesn't have to be a ball field, but it can be a place that people can.
It doesn't have to be a ball field.
It's
over a vista.
Yeah.
Because that would be more active recreation.
Correct.
And it's something we want to look at is there a difference between active recreation, a pool, a pickleball court, you know, basketball court, bocce, versus, a path and around a stormwater management pond?
Right.
We put in tennis courts, is what you're saying?
No, that's active. Active that, is,
there's a difference between
passive is just there's nothing. There's not much there.
And it could
there.
Just be like
yeah.
The you're viewing it versus.
So you're putting the word contiguous in there, and then somewhere along the line there would have to be a definition of what open space is and what qualifies to be contiguous.
Well, you would define that by what the ordinance would say. So, for example, if you're saying that a trail would need to connect to something else, that would make it contiguous. If there's a view shed that is, you know, something that looks out over maybe forest areas or something like that, you're going to make sure that the view shed is contiguous. You're not going to interrupt it with something in between.
Gene, maybe you're thinking the same thing I'm thinking. Maybe the ordinance needs to have a clear understanding and boxing ourselves into the term facilitate environmental protection and or passive recreation is too specific right now. You guys may have different visions once you get to the ordinance level.
Okay.
So maybe a period after contiguous open space, period, and figure it out at the ordinance level.
Well, a lot of times there's like a big forest and there's lot lines going right through it. And this guy's development, this guy's not. So here comes this forest, and we try to preserve it here. So then this next guy comes along, we want to make that contiguous, I guess, right? So
between one development and the next.
The next development, because we're knowledgeable that this forest is of some significance, mature trees, whatever you want, wildlife, you know, and it can be part of their open space. So they recognize it. The first developer recognizes it. So then when the next one comes along, and we're looking at this plan, our planning people should be encouraging a contiguous flow with those trees.
Or how you're reading that?
Well, or we could look at it as, okay, we've got the entire property is wooded. We're going to save this and save this over here. And there's houses in between, so if you've got a deer here, it has to go through 20, 30 houses to get to the woods over here. But if they protected like the woods around it so that you had a contiguous...
There's a connection. It's like the hood
that it's one large parcel of land. That the open space is more or less one large parcel instead of 10 or 15 different parcels of land that is open space.
But, okay, it could be within, on-site,
within
but it also
the subdivision.
Could be when the next subdivision comes along,
yes.
And we've got
it could
something
be both.
Preserved here, and maybe we can encourage preserving it up to the property line so that we can encourage the next guy.
It could be both.
Right. Because
that's always been my upside-downness with the cluster,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You build over here, you leave this open, or you leave this wooded, and the next guy... develops here and leaves that open.
Mm-hmm.
If we could bring both the woods together,
yeah.
And have the developments on either side, is that what that's addressing?
I think you could address both.
By
both
stopping
issues.
At open space.
Second yes. word. Second open space.
Yeah.
The second open space.
You take out the two facilitate.
Got that, John?
I'll
yes.
tell you what could be a problem there. You could have high land on one end on the cluster. And then you come to, when you come to into your pines, and all of a sudden you've got high land, and then you run into low land. You got low land, you want your low land going to pines. So you got to watch that.
Okay.
You understand what I mean there?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, that would come down into planning.
Yeah, that would be.
That would,
gets ironed out.
That would come back down to the definition in the way the ordinance gets worked out.
Right, the site plan would.
You can't save them.
Yeah.
Well, that may come right back to what she just said. You got continuing. Well, these pines keep right on. They've all been drawn up another line. They may not, your next piece, once you get past that line of property that you own, may be high land. And then you go up further on down, you may run into low land.
And I think
that's all topographical.
Yeah, and I think that's why the facilitate environmental protection was in there. It's like if you had that woodlands or the wetlands, it was you're protecting that. But leaving it after the second open space is perfectly fine.
Right.
Work it out in the
yep.
ordinance.
Yep.
All right, we have one last objective. Continue to work with resource protection programs, federal and state agencies, and other organizations to target and preserve open space. We've developed, I believe, two strategies with this. Continue to facilitate the preservation of more undeveloped land. This should include recognition of the Sussex County Land Trust long-range vision to gradually create a green ribbon. This is consistent with that 08 plan of connected open spaces throughout the county. And then number two is continue and expand partnerships with organizations to manage open space and recreation properties such as James Farm.
John, just real quick in that objective, I think the word as should come out just when you read that sentence. If you have as in there, it doesn't make sense.
Yes.
James Farm, that's
George's
farm. The coal.
Coal estate.
Yeah. That's his record.
I see James Farm. James Farm, such as James Farm. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good example.
Isn't it the James Farm?
I think it is.
The only thing I would just suggest possibly is the James Farm is something that is it really exists, and the other one is a vision, and I don't know how much we want to put a vision into a land use plan, because the Sussex County Land Trust could come in next year and scrap the whole ribbon thing because it's not falling together or something.
Well, that's a possibility, but I think the plan is supposed to be visionary and be consistent with other visions that might be within the county.
I think if a piece of property came available that was worth it and wasn't in the ribbon,
mm-hmm.
I don't think it'd make any difference.
Mm-hmm. I know, but I just.
The James Farm's not in the ribbon.
No, that actually exists. I'm saying that I don't mind referencing something that is a county-owned facility. We got that, but the other one is the land trust, which we don't control. The land trust, we're part of it, but there's a group and the majority rules, and you could have a whole new prop of a you know, leadership in there and this long-range vision to create a green ribbon, they might say, you know, it's more, let's direct our resources here. You know, and it just may not be on the radar screen in a couple of years. I'm just pointing out it's just a vision versus something that James Farm's not going anywhere.
I think they asked for something to be in there. So if they ever needed to go out to try to get funding, okay. we could help them with a letter saying in our comprehensive plan, or they can quote that the county's comprehensive plan recognizes this.
Is there any other, there's also these Sierra clubs and all these others. There's a number of conservation groups out there. Maybe another strategy would be just listing a bunch of other organizations similar to the Sussex County Land Trust that we would be willing to participate with.
The chapter does go through and it lists a bunch of different trails and organizations that are important to the county.
Right.
We don't list them specifically in each strategy, but they are mentioned in the text of the plan.
How about this? How about if you had it and it just says, Sussex County Land Trust long-range vision to gradually create a connection of open spaces throughout the county?
Continue to facilitate the preservation of more undeveloped land.
Sure.
This should include the recognition of the Sussex County Land Trust and other organizations' efforts to preserve connected open space throughout the county.
Yeah, I would
add that.
So it's just not one specific project, it's multiple projects.
That was my only, yeah, I think.
Okay.
Fine.
I'll have to listen to the tape to figure out what I just said. So
I got it.
I got it.
Well, yeah, that, you have
his able-bodied assistant has it, I'm sure.
It's in here, too.
Yeah.
Any other comments on the slide?
No.
Nope.
Then you're done.
Well, now we're to...
next steps.
Yep.
Next steps and...
Sounds like a dance class.
It is. Next steps and workshop wrap-up.
Yes.
Okay. Next steps.